Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's tip, the importance of our relationship with ourselves and its relation with our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about our relationship with ourselves and its relationship with our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, this might seem something to be confusing because we're talking about our relationship with ourselves, and then we're going to talk about how this relationship with ourselves is connected and has a relationship with our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah, which itself is our relationship to Allah. So I guess this is precisely what we're talking about, is how our relationship with ourselves has an impact on our relationship with Allah. So we're talking about ubudiyya, we're talking about worship, we're talking about servitude, we're talking about obeying the commands of the Almighty Allah, whether it is to do all the things that Allah has commanded us to do, the things that are wajib and compulsory and obligatory for us to do. Of course, because these things are good for us, both in this world and the hereafter, or whether it is obeying the commands of the Almighty Allah when it comes to not doing the things that Allah has told us to not do, which are all of the things that are haram, they are prohibited religiously, and they are prohibited because they are detrimental and harmful to us in one way or the other, both in this world and the next. So this is that obedience and that worship and that servitude. Now, sometimes we think that this obedience and this worship and this ubudiyya is merely a relationship of command and obey that we have with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a very, you know, superficial understanding that we have. That is just merely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands, He orders, and we, you know, the poor servant and the poor slave and the poor abid, the worshiper, you know, just has to merely obey whatever the master says. This is a very superficial understanding of this relationship. And matter of fact, if taken down this path, it can lead to a very altered and inappropriate relationship that we create with the Almighty Allah. And, you know, I guess I'll have to explain that a little bit instead of just saying it and moving forward, of course, in the next segment.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
Ya Allah, Ya Mannan, haqqiq
amani. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, haqqiq amani.
Now let's listen to Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Now, it is natural then for us to love these commodities. It does not condemn this love, but it says that They are simply the wares of the world. And with Allah is something better. Why he doesn't condemn this love is because love has different hierarchy. There's a hierarchy in love. You have, for example, the love of these types of things, the love of things that make our dunyawi life easy, the love of those things that make us survive. Because according to Allama Tabatabai, one of the ways of understanding love, one of the definitions of love, if one can say so, is that we tend to love things, or we tend to be attracted to things that complete ourselves. We tend to be attracted to those things that make us perfect. And we have a body and we have a soul. And so those things that make our bodies perfect, those things that make our survival in this world possible, we tend to love this. That's why we love food, okay? That's why, for example, you have extremes of love of food. People might be gluttonous. That's why we love women, okay, or the opposite sex. You know, this is why we love freedom. This is why we love a comfort. All of these things contribute to our development, but there are only one level of love. This is the level of the physical love, of the physical perfection of ourselves. Above that, we have the love of principles. We have the love of principles. And this is now going into the area of our souls, of our spirit, the love of principles. For example, the love of justice, the love of order, the love of knowledge. You know, so you'd find that it is very easy for us to sacrifice a lower love for a higher love. You may love food, but if you're in prison as a prisoner of conscience, you would easily go on a hunger strike in order to establish a principle. You may love your life, but it would be easy for you to give your life to stand up against a tyrant because the love of justice overrides the love for your own body. So we have a higher level of love called the love for principles. And above that, we have the love for truth, or the love of the truth, which is the love of Allah and for revelation and for the Prophet and so forth and so on. So what Allah is talking about is this love for shahawat, for the women and for the children and for this and for that, this love as an exclusive love, this love that we put all of our energies into and none for the higher love.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So what we were talking about was, in essence, our relationship with ourselves and how it's connected to our relationship with Allah. You know, we said that if we merely think about our relationship with Allah as being, you know, master and slave, commander and, you know, commandee, the one who's putting out orders and the one who's obeying, it is a much more deeper relationship than this. You know, if you start to think it like in this manner, that's where we left off the last segment, was if you start to think about it in this manner, you'll end up resenting eventually this relationship, because you're going to feel like you're forced to do all these things. You're going to feel like you don't have an option. You don't have free will. You know, you are being forced to do all things, when in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you free will. He has given you the option to do or not to do. Of course, you know, here the very thin line or the intricate or intimate thing that needs to be understood is that the relationship is a relationship of love. It is a relationship of the creator and the created. And this relationship between the creator and the created is a relationship of love. And of course, it is not only a relationship of love, it is by default a relationship of subservience, you know, of Islam, of being a Muslim, of one who submits, who is subservient. And so instead of looking at it, even though we wanted to talk about something different, but instead of looking at it as a very, I don't know, in a negative manner, if we look at it at this in this very positive manner, we will realize that this relationship of subservience stems from love. So it's kind of like a mother and a child, right? The mother loves the child, and the child, the likewise, loves the mother incredibly much, right? And so in the same sense, because of that intense love, whatever one's mother says or commands them to do or orders them to do or suggests and advises them to do, the individual out of that intense love will obey and will follow those commands. They don't feel like, oh, my mother, you know, such and such, etc., etc. So this is kind of very important. So I guess this was the relationship that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I guess I should talk about with ourselves, even though time has run out. You know, we have to have a Islamic relationship with ourselves, and that comes about via obeying the things that Allah has told us to do and refraining from the things that Allah has told us to not do. That will fix this relationship with ourselves so that we protect ourselves in the manner that Islam has taught us. That protection is, in reality, falls under the relationship that we have with Allah, as well as our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. شربنا على فكري حبيبي مدامتا ساكرنا بها من قبل لأن يخلق الكرم. IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, how agreeable for hearts are the thoughts inspiring your remembrance. How sweet traveling to you through imagination upon the roads of the unseen worlds. How pleasant the taste of your love. How delightful the drink of your nearness. So give us refuge from your casting out and you sending far, and place us among the most elect of your knowers, the most righteous of your servants, the most truthful of your obeyers, the most sincere of your worshippers. O Almighty, O Majestic, O Generous, O Endower, by your mercy and kindness, O most merciful of the merciful.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.